From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, President Obama defending the merits of a framework nuclear deal reached with Iran on Thursday. Mr. Obama said he's convinced that if the preliminary deal leads to a final comprehensive agreement, it would make the world safer.
This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran will face strict limitations on its program, and Iran has also agreed to the most robust and intrusive inspections and transparency regime ever negotiated for any nuclear program in history. So this deal is not based on trust. It's based on unprecedented verification.
Iran, the U.S., and five other major world powers, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, agreed on a framework after months of tough negotiations in which success was often in doubt. Under the deal, Iran would cut its uranium enrichment program in exchange for relief from sanctions that had badly damaged its economy. Critics of the negotiations, especially Israel, say the U.S. and its partners would be giving Iran too many concessions. Kenyan officials say a day-long siege at a university east of Nairobi left 147 people dead, along with four Islamist Al-Shabaab terrorists. Police and survivors said the gunmen stormed the campus of Garissa University College Thursday, opened fire indiscriminately. Security forces surrounded the campus, battling the militants for 15 hours, rescuing more than 500 students who were trapped by the violence. This is VOA News. Gunmen arrived with rocket-propelled grenades, attacked several military checkpoints in Egypt's northern Sinai on Thursday, killing 15 soldiers and two civilians. Dozens of others were wounded. There has been no claim of responsibility. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden Thursday and seized the presidential palace in the key southern port city. Capture of Aden, the last remaining stronghold of those backing Yemen's president Abdel Rabo Mansour Hadi, would mark a setback for the Saudi-led coalition, which has been trying to carry out airstrikes for more than a week across Yemen. Earlier on Thursday, al-Qaeda militants stormed a prison in southern Yemen and freed 300 inmates. German prosecutors say the co-pilot suspected of deliberately flying a German wings jet into the French Alps, killing all 150 people on board, searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in days before the crash. Prosecutors say they found the information on a computer tablet in the man's apartment. That's 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz. Meanwhile, searchers at the crash site have recovered the second black box, the flight data recorder, with crucial technical information of that plane. Two New York City women have been arrested for allegedly trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terror attack on the United States. Federal criminal complaint was made public on Thursday. VOA's Adam Phillips reports.
The government's formal complaint states that 28-year-old Noel Valences and 31-year-old Asia Siddiqui were in communication with al-Qaeda abroad and had expressed sympathy for the Islamic State, Osama bin Laden, and other jihadists. It alleges the two watched instructional videos for making a homemade bomb to be used in a terrorist attack within the United States. A federal agent who posed as a co-conspirator testified that the pair had already acquired many of the chemicals needed to build a deadly device. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Pakistan's recently established military courts have sentenced the army, what the army is six hardcore terrorists, to death for committing terror acts. Army statement said the men were involved in heinous offenses, including manslaughter, suicide bombings, and an abduction of ransom. While announcing the first set of convictions, the army said a seventh man was sentenced to life in prison. Indonesia says it's ready to host celebrations for the 60th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Summit. Delegations from dozens of countries will be traveling to Jakarta this month for that event.
That's the latest world news from VOA.